101.7 The Truth. Happy Monday, Milwaukee. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. Listen, if you've ever driven across town because somebody told you you got to try this place, then this is the conversation for you. Milwaukee has some of the best food scenes in the country, from soul food to Caribbean, Mexican, African, Italian, so on and so on. And thanks to social media, one great review can have a restaurant packed by the weekend. So today we are talking to Milwaukee's favorite food reviewer, Dominic, who has built a following by helping people discover where the good food really is. We're talking hidden gems, the restaurants that deserve more love, the places worth every dollar, and maybe even a few hot takes. Milwaukee, please help me welcome Dominic to the Tapped In segment. Hi, Dominic.
It's such a pleasure to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, me and Meech actually met Dominic a little over a month ago. We were outside during our first week of working here. We were outside in Third Street Market Hall, eating, having dinner, and we seen Dominic working, and he was so nice. Such a gentleman. Came over, had some great conversations, and kept our word. Said, hey, we want to get you on the show, and now he's here. Welcome, Dominic.
Oh, it's such a pleasure for you to have me. You're so down-to-earth and
Thank you. Super friendly. Thank
you.
You as well. I'm excited. We're going to have some fun today. So I have to ask you a question, Dominic. How did this all start? How did you become a food reviewer?
So one of my eighth grade teachers, one of my middle school teachers, inspired me when I was in middle school, since I extremely enjoyed talking about my food review passions every single week and weekend at school in middle school. I had such a deep passion in my heart to talk about it with my peers.
Yeah.
And also it was part of a writing assignment, doubling that. And it just became so much more. We thought it was going to be friendly families,
yeah,
best friends, cousins,
yes,
grandparents. And it turned into so much more that I have never expected that it was going to be.
Yes, absolutely. And congratulations on that. That has to be exciting.
Oh, it's super exciting. I love to build new connections. That's what I've learned throughout the years of doing food reviews.
Yes.
It would have been my 7th year anniversary this year, and back in April.
Wow. Less than 7 years. That's a long time.
April of 2019. Yes. I never expected what it was going to turn into. It's so much more.
Yes.
That I've never expected.
And you deserve this all, right? Let me ask you something. Did this start when you were younger with family, like as far as everyone sitting around, or is it just because you have a love for food?
Oh, so thank you so much for asking. So my family and best friends inspire me, and teachers, and it was also part of a writing assignment also with helping with my social skills and interacting,
yeah,
throughout the friendly community, and to network with new maybe influencers or writers or local chefs throughout the restaurant,
yeah,
culinary or hospitality industry. That is super positive to work all together as a team,
yes,
to make the dream work come true.
That's right. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes.
Absolutely. So let's get into it. Chain restaurants and local restaurants. Which one is your favorite?
My favorite, I gotta say, is supporting the local.
Yes,
the local restaurant and franchises.
Yes, I'm with you on that. Okay, I got another question for you. French fries or onion rings?
Onion rings.
Okay, I'm with that too. Sweet tea or lemonade?
Oh, lemonade.
Okay, chicken wings or catfish?
Catfish.
Yep, all right.
Yes.
Okay, Dominic, mac and cheese or dressing?
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay, can't go wrong with mac and cheese. Breakfast or dinner?
Oh, breakfast.
All right, okay, let's get into it. So, when we talk about chains, restaurants versus local restaurants, right? What is the beauty as a food reviewer in being able to go and support a local business owner?
It's super inspiring to build. There's so much more compared to local. You can work all together, or
yeah. You
build connections with each local chef has a different story behind
yes.
it versus a chain.
Yes.
So the local restaurant establishments, the culinary industry, you can learn how they originated getting in the culinary industry, or maybe their mom taught them how to bake, or maybe they have a baking local restaurant or business.
Yeah.
And you can learn about what the food, the cultures, and the flavors that go right into it, and the passion that's super full of flavorful and mouthwatering flavors.
It is. It is. It is. I am a huge fan. First of all, I'm a huge fan of food. If I want to feel better, I'm going to eat. That's just what I do. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to sit anywhere. I just want some good food, right? I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's super positive.
I love to eat. So I am a huge supporter of local businesses as well. I do believe every local business have their own story also. So I want to thank you just on behalf of someone who is active in the community for working with the local owned businesses and understanding the importance of what it means to get their stories out there. It's bigger than food.
It's such an inspiration to also connect, and it builds more relationships. That's what I've learned about doing food reviews over these 7 years.
Yes.
Or over 7 years, almost 7.5.
Yes. So we've watched, since the pandemic, we've watched a lot of people become food reviewers. A lot of people, they go online and they've made, you know, names for themselves and so on and so on. But you do it strictly because this is what you love to do. Walk us through the process. How do you pick what business you want to review and what do you order?
Oh, that's such an out of this world question, my friend.
Yeah.
So it depends. So sometimes the local restaurant franchise and chef-driven, maybe as a positive example, might reach out to me to see if I'm interested in coming to their local restaurant establishment and building and networking with new friends and trying their dishes that put so much passion into it and flavors and textures and what their maybe their special recipe that goes into it that's for love to share it with their hearts. And also, sometimes it depends. Sometimes I might go to the restaurant on my own. Uh-huh. I show up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's such a positive experience it becomes.
Yes, yes.
Out of, like, nowhere, kind of for fun.
Yeah.
Or I might directly message and reach out to the local restaurant establishment by myself sometimes.
Yeah.
Also, to see if they would be interested in me for coming in.
So do you, in some instances, do you get to pick which dishes you want to try, or do they already have the dishes for you to try?
Sometimes once in a while, we might get a free dessert or a free appetizer.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I never expect what different dishes I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be a surprise once in a while. Yeah. Once in a positive while.
Yeah. What is one of your favorite local restaurant business to visit or to eat at?
My all-time beyond favorite, I used to actually live over there about a block or block and a half away. That is, have you heard of Mexic 103?
I haven't.
Mexican restaurant.
It's really good.
Oh, it's next level. It's a special dive to me. Dives have the best food.
Okay.
This one is seriously, I extremely enjoy sharing their chimichangas.
Yeah.
Their chimichangas, the barbacoa. You got to order that.
Oh, I'm going to have to Google it, and I'm going to have to go this week.
It's just, it melts right into your mouth, and the creamy sour cream and guacamole.
Yeah.
Totally would knock you out, and it hits the spot, seriously.
And I love Mexican food. Get me a good chimichanga. I'm in there, I'm telling you. So have you ever had an experience where you went to a restaurant and it was like, the food wasn't as great?
I have an approach for that on my food review page. So I don't write anything negative.
Yeah.
All of my approaches are usually more positive.
Yeah.
If I don't like the food, I won't write about it at all.
Oh, you give me high five now. I like that.
Thank you so much.
That is so great. That is so great to stay because you're forcing yourself to stay in a positive, as a positive person.
We need more positivity
we
in
do.
This community.
We do.
With, especially with food and networking and connecting with new friends.
Yes, we do. The same way that we met you. We were just sitting there in Third Street Hall eating and you were working and you walked by and you were just so positive and you have such a great personality. And now we said, hey, Dominique, we got to get you on the show.
Oh, that's
And
so
now we
cool.
have you on the show.
That's super kind-hearted of you and super thoughtful.
Thank you for being willing to. Thank you for being willing to come and talk with us. We have to go to break really fast. We have to pay some bills. But when we come back, we're going to dig into it a little more with Dominique, the food reviewer. Please make sure you do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Shoot my shot. I ain't going to miss. I'm going to splash. I'm going to switch. Oh, you want to stop my water, my drip? Can try but you ain't taking me alive. You ain't taking me alive.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, and we have Dominique, the food reviewer, here with us today. So this is something that both Meech and I wanted to do and was proud to do. We were sitting out in the Third Street Market Hall a little over a month ago. And Dominique was working and he came and he was so pleasant, so nice. And then we started having a conversation and he explained to us that he was a food reviewer, that he actually goes and does food reviews. And we decided to bring him in here. And who else loves food more than me? Nobody. I mean, I'm a Taurus. I love food by nature, right? How you feeling today, Dominique?
I am feeling super positive and strong.
Yes.
You bring so much positivity and smile to me.
Thank you. Same with you, Dominique. You bring a lot of positive energy here, and I needed it today, and I truly, truly appreciate you. I do.
That really means so much to me.
So as we get into it, when we were out there, you were showing me this amazing booklet, the Food Passport Book, right?
That is correct.
Can you break it down? What is the Food Reviewer's Passport Book?
So this is a special project that I've been working on. This originated, so this became about, so I had the pleasure, so the Wisconsin Supper Club's chasers
okay.
reached out to me one day.
Wow.
Their names are Michelle and Jim.
Shout out to Michelle and Jim.
They are super down to earth and do so much for the food industry, the
yeah.
hospitality, and they do so much for the supper clubs
yeah.
in the heart and southeastern, from up north Wisconsin, from the Midwest Wisconsin,
yeah.
and so much more that you could ever imagine from.
Yes.
So I've been, I originated the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers book is awesome for 2 years.
Okay.
For
so there's
years.
A time limit on it?
There's a time limit right here. It says valid for December 31st
okay.
of 2026 of this year.
So how does it work? If I wanted to get the passport book, how would it work?
So right here, you can go right to Venture Wisconsin on Google
uh-huh.
or on Dominique the Food Reviewer on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
There's a link down below that says Venture Wisconsin. .com, and it'll take you to my projects and my passport book that I have such a deep passion
yes.
for sharing.
Yes.
With friends and family.
I need a passport book, Dominique.
I'm so pumped to surprise you with one. I gotta surprise you with one.
Yeah, I want one. And I need some recommendations because I'm the type of person who typically eats at the same places because I like it. But I do know from living in different states that Wisconsin has some of the best food in the country, right? What is your favorite restaurant to go to?
My favorite?
Outside of the, like, in throughout the entire state of Wisconsin, what is one of the best restaurants you've ever been to?
Antigua Latin inspired kitchen.
Where is it?
It is located in West Dallas off of Greenfield Avenue.
Okay. And what type of food do they serve?
They offer Latin American inspired, Argentina blended in with Mexican,
yeah.
Spanish, and Latin fusion.
Wow. That sounds flavorful.
my all-time Beyond favorite dish that I've had the pleasure to try there. It was last December. They had the what was called the enchilada festival on their menu. They had different varieties of enchilada combinations that were more out of the box and different variations. And on the menu, I was taking a look of which enchilada made my stomach grumble. And it was one of them had pomegranates on top of it, which was unique.
Yes.
I wanted to try that. It had a light fruity flavor to the pomegranates blended in with queso
and
aioli, chipotle aioli.
Yeah.
And it melted right into my taste buds after my first couple of bites.
Yes.
Blended in with potato bravas, which has chipotle aioli and sriracha on top little bit of a heat to it, which is, I love heat in my food.
Yeah, me too. I like spicy food. I like spicy food a lot.
Spicy is right up my neck of the woods in Alia.
Yeah.
Antigua is actually inside my coupon book, inside my passport book. Let's see. It goes by letter and alphabetically ordered.
So you'll be able to. So how many restaurants does it have inside of the passport book?
There are 111 in total.
Wow. So when you open up the passport book, I see the table of contents and you have the different restaurants listed. So is this passport book a book filled with coupons?
Oh, so each time you go to a local restaurant establishment, as a positive example, if you want to take maybe a family-friendly group night out to a restaurant establishment, each time a restaurant you go to with a whole entire group of family, you get $10 for $10 off 40 a bill.
Wow.
And each time the local restaurant establishment will stamp it. You can get it stamped only once. And it's such an absolute blast and a very unique concept, I have to say. And it goes, and I also added the street names, which are very helpful, I think, for my special guests and family and friends to know.
You know, anytime I can save money, Dominic, I am all for it, especially when it comes to food, because I eat so much. So I most definitely, we have to get me a passport book. I need it.
I'm so pumped. We got to go out to eat with each other and connect.
You have to take me on a trip with you while you do a food review. I want to go with you.
I'm super pumped to take you and teach you how to do food reviews.
Yeah, you want
to
take me on a date, Dominic?
I am. I'm going to take you on a Best Buddies date.
Yes.
I always say Best Buddies.
Yes, we're going to go on a Best Buddies date, and I want you to show me and school me on how to properly do a food review.
I'm super pumped and very excited.
I am too. Aww. I am too. It's going to be great. You have to take me to your top three favorite restaurants.
Oh, I'm so pumped. My favorite kind of cuisines. There's so many different kinds. What's your favorite kind of ethnic foods, if I can ask?
I love Jamaican and Ethiopian. I love Ethiopian food. I'm a huge fan of Jamaican food. And I also like African food as well. But I would say out of all, Ethiopian is my favorite.
Oh, there's actually an Ethiopian restaurant establishment that I want to try super badly.
Where is it?
It's off of North Farwell and North.
Yes. So I go there all the time. I've been going there for the past 5 years. The owner and his wife are older and they own it. But my favorite thing about it is very traditional. It's traditional Ethiopian. So you sit down and you have the stand in the middle and you put the big platter and they lift the top up and you eat with your hands right there in the restaurant. It's not as formal as other Ethiopian restaurants, but it is so amazing. The lentil stews, the cabbage stew, all of it. You have to try the vegan plates.
You gotta. It's I enjoy the sponge bread.
Yes.
Gerger sponge bread. Oh,
so
that
good.
Makes my stomach grumble so hardly.
Oh my gosh, their red lentil stew and the yellow lentil stew and their collard greens. So they chop up the collard greens, but they use the Ethiopian seasonings. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I
might have to go there after work today.
It's the crave for.
It is.
It's super artistically presented. That's what I love about my foods that I try at different local restaurant establishment, that the local chefs put so much passion into their work, and you can see them artistically presenting it in different ways and variations that blow your mind away. It's not just food. It's also art, science mixed
and
in.
Love.
And love and passion.
Yes. When you do your food reviews, are you able to feel the love while eating the food?
I am. I'm feeling it's on my heart. It's like very warm inside when I try different varieties of foods that I want to go back for so badly.
Yes.
And I can't stop eating it. It's top notch and next level.
So you're also a part of the MEC organization, right?
The MEC organization?
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So how did that happen? And how did you become an employee here at Third Street Market Hall?
The Third Street Market Hall. So I extremely enjoyed. So it's a very unique story. So the co-founder, Omar Sheck, which is super, such a kind-hearted friend and leader to our community, so down to earth. So when the former mall was getting built and it was under construction, Omar took me into the food hall to see all the construction of what it was going to look like. And I was so blown away. And I was super pumped, especially for each restaurant, what it was going to be called and what different cultures they were going to serve, from international, local chef-driven, and especially the entertainment attractions that are blended in all together. It's not just your traditional food court. It's a local chef-driven food hall, an area to spend time with families and best friends. To celebrate your birthday.
Yes.
Or maybe have a wedding party, a graduation gathering, and work all together as a community.
Absolutely.
Make the dream work happen. That's what I always say here at the Third Street Market Hall when I'm helping out on my job. That's very special to me.
Yes.
I have such a deep passion for my job and also welcoming all the special customers and visitors.
Yeah.
It's such an inspiration to learn about their favorite foods and what their favorite entertainment attraction is.
Yes.
You learn so much inside and build connections. I've had the pleasure to make so many friends here.
Yes.
And especially from my food reviews and like greeting them as kind of like an ambassador. It kind of reminds me of.
Absolutely. And you know what? To your point, you know, I think oftentimes we say, hey, we love food, but food is culture. Food is culture. Food is art. Food is love. Food is everything, right? It explains who we are, where we come from. It's extremely important. And again, thank you so much for stopping by our table that day and just being a beacon of light. And as we close out, I want to just inspire you to continue to be a beacon of light in this world that can be dark at times.
Oh, that's super kind of you and super kind-hearted and super positive. I love your energy so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Dominic. I love your energy, too. And I'm going to hold you to that best buddy date. We got to go to the Ethiopian cottage.
We got to go for a best buddies date.
Yes.
I'm super pumped, everyone.
I'm
so excited.
We're going to set it up in the books. And I'm going to meet you there. We're going to do a full review together. And we'll be able to capture some content and have an amazing time.
That's what it's about in this community and spreading that positivity.
Absolutely. Before you leave, can you just let our listeners know how they can follow you on social media?
So on both my food review platforms, on Facebook and Instagram, our title is Dominic the Food Reviewer. And then I also have a YouTube channel and TikTok, which are both titled as Dominic the Food Reviewer also.
Yes, make sure y'all follow my boy, okay? Y'all go and follow Dominic the Food Reviewer. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. Thank you so much, Dominic. 101.7 The Truth. Welcome back to Tapped In with your girl, Jazz Tyler. If you are just joining us, thank you for spending part of your Monday with us. We just wrapped up a great conversation with Milwaukee food reviewer Dominic, but now it's time to shift some gears and talk about the stories everyone's been talking about today. This half of the hour, we'll be discussing the funeral honoring Nolan Wells, as well as the disturbing police pursuit involving children, the air quality. We all know what that's been like the past week. Rising of gas prices, the governor's race, and full recalls that could be sitting inside of your refrigerator. Milwaukee, it's time to officially tap in. Listen, today is the funeral of Nolan Wells, and I know that we've all been covering and watching this story unfold day by day. His passing has touched so many people across our city, and today's funeral served as a reminder of how deeply one young life can impact an entire community. Our thoughts continue to be with him, his family, as well as his friends and loved ones who are currently grieving this tremendous loss. Moments like this remind us to check on the people we care about, to tell them that we love them, and to never take tomorrow for granted. Again, we've all been watching this story unfold, and I tapped on it a little bit last week in regards to allegedly some of the news stories that's coming about as far as where he actually passed away at, and if they indeed dumped his body somewhere else, and all types of videos and different people are coming out of the woodworks. Some of the comments his father's made as well regarding him not assuming or believing that this had anything to do with race and so on and so on. Last week, we were talking more so about just being cautious when it comes to who you allow your children to hang around, right? We all want to make sure that once our children become young adults, that we give them trust and we kind of step back a little bit and have them, allow them to make their own choices and decisions. But sometimes, in my words, I be all in the business. Like, I make it my job to be in my children's business. And sometimes some things you just won't be able to catch, especially if it's people that is considered to be their friends. But again, our thoughts and prayers are with Nolan Wells and his family, and I do wholeheartedly believe that this young man deserves the true justice when it comes to this entire situation. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand what is happening here, as well as it pertains to the students, the friends, their parents, the line of work they're in, all of the above. We just want to see due justice and due process for Nolan Wells as he deserves it. I also want to touch on a story that's bothering me. As a mother who have three children, as an auntie, as a community auntie and mother, I am very, very disgusted with what I seen on the news this past weekend. Police recently arrested a suspect after a pursuit in Milwaukee, and another recent chase ended with four children inside of the vehicle. Okay? It was mad crazy. Police everywhere. And I couldn't, as a parent and as a child, right, I couldn't imagine what it feels like in that moment to not know if you're going to live or die. Anything can happen when you're driving recklessly. Sometimes police officers like to shoot first and ask questions later without even realizing who's all in the car. There's so many different circumstances that could have happened just based off of the negligence. Right. Just based off of one decision of, hey, let me not be subjective in this situation, but let me actually pull over and allow whatever needs to happen for the safety of the children. Right. That is insane. And it also had me questioning, in situations like this, should the punishment be higher for an adult? Now, what was interesting was I put up to 5th Street Corner Market on 60th in Lisbon, and I was talking to the gentleman who works there, and we were talking about what happened afterwards and how allegedly the lady who took the police officers on a high-speed chase was then, I guess, screaming police brutality afterwards, and she kind of was just very irate and aggressive with the officers and so on and so on. And if you know me, you know my stance in situations like this. But at some point, y'all, we have to stop making excuses. And this is one of those situations. A, if you take an officer or any law enforcement on a high-speed chase, they're going to naturally be aggressive with you once they get a hold of you, right? That's just how it goes. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. And then the fact that you had children inside of the vehicle in the inner city of Milwaukee, and you want someone to come to your rescue hollering police brutality, they were handling you too rough. Now, I'm not saying, especially when it comes to our black women, because we already know what happens to us in these situations, right? I'm not saying that they were or they weren't too aggressive with her. But what I'm saying is, had you not put yourself or those children in a situation to where they felt the need to be, then it wouldn't have happened. This is one of those situations where I honestly don't want to hear the excuses, because you put these babies' life at risk. They didn't ask to be in the car. They didn't ask to go on a high-speed chase. They didn't ask for any of that, right? And I get it. Sometimes we panic. Obviously, we panic without thinking, and we become impulsive, and we begin doing things that we normally wouldn't do. But again, this is so selfish to me, because it shows how badly someone is willing to put themselves before children. I don't know if the children in the car with her was her own, or if it was children of family and friends, or someone close to her. But either way, that was a character flaw, right? That to me was a character flaw. And if those aren't her children, even if they are, if anyone else is related, whoever else is related to these children, I would absolutely not want my children around her whatsoever. Because you're willing to put them in danger's way, in harm's way. You're willing to put them in a situation that could cost them potentially their life, and they haven't even had the opportunity to live their life to the fullest yet. It's a no for me. It's a no-go. And I truly hope that her family holds her accountable as well as the community. Though that is one of those situations where you can't straddle the fence, especially if you have children. You cannot straddle the fence. There is no excuses whatsoever. If the law enforcement was a little rough with her, it probably was because they then found out that she had children in the car. Like, lady, do you not know what can happen? Have you not seen situations like this unfold before? What did you think the end result was going to be? Those babies probably are traumatized. I can't imagine how much trauma can come from a situation like that. PTSD. When someone is in the car, or if they're speeding and they're riding with someone, they're automatically going to start to form PTSD. It's the little situations like this that cause a lifetime of trauma that people in these positions and situations don't understand or realize. This is something that can never be taken away from their life. This is always going to be instilled inside of them. And thank God that nothing happened to them. Thank God that the only thing that happened was she was arrested. Because, again, it could have went a completely different way. And I'm glad that it didn't. But that story right there, listen, oh, my gosh. I'm trying to tell you, if I had the opportunity to see her before this happened, before the police pulled up, I would have want to put the flip-flops on her. Don't do that to those babies. Don't do that. They don't deserve it. You don't deserve it either. And I do think that she should be charged. I think that she should be charged appropriately. I'm not going to say that she should do an extreme amount of years, but there needs to be some type of consequences, period. I don't care what the reasoning was. I don't care what the excuse was. If you don't know how to get away, I'm not encouraging anybody, but if you don't know how to get away, don't do it, period. Like, what were you thinking? What was in your mind in this moment while you had children? What'd you tell the children? Hold on. No, like, come on, man. We got to do better. We have to do better as a city, as a whole, as a people. Again, I love the youth. I love the children. They are so pure and innocent. And I wish that we will stop putting them in positions that could potentially cost them their lives. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. When we come back, we are going to talk about the governor's race, the air quality as well, and food recalls. What food do you have in your home that you should probably throw out? It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. Don't touch that dial. We will be back. The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. UWM Milwaukee Roar Program. At UWM Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matters. Get started today at uwm.edu/RoarReady. Milwaukee, happy Monday. I hope you all had an amazing weekend this week. It was very, very nice out. Shout out to Dominic, the food reviewer. We just got done interviewing him. We also went over a couple of things that happened recently throughout the nation. Today is the funeral of Nolan Wells. We send our condolences, our thoughts and prayers to him and his loved ones, his family, as well as his friends and those closest to him. And we do hope that he receives the justice he deserves. We also touched on the insanely high-speed chase. A woman took MPD on a chase this weekend with children in back of the vehicle with absolutely no regard to them, their life, their safety, or any of those things. And that was one of the stories that really, really ticked me off. Not just because I'm a mother, but because there's children, right? At some point, you have to make the best, whatever the best decision is for those babies and not yourself. And that just was not one of those situations. Speaking of protecting children, let's talk about something else we can't even see. If you walked outside this morning, wonder why the sky looked hazy, it was not your imagination. We are still currently dealing with the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. It continues to affect the air quality across Southeast Wisconsin. Health officials are encouraging children, other adults, and anyone with asthma or heart conditions to limit time outdoors, right? My question to y'all is, Black people in particular, do we ever check the air quality before we leave the house? Like, we check the weather, we check to see if it's going to rain, but now I'm starting to realize that maybe we should start paying attention a little bit more to the air quality. Especially if you are a person who likes to dive off on the deep end with chemtrails and so on, right? These are the things that affects us most. And I know we've all learned this since we were young, since we were children, right? Air, water, food. These are the top three things that affects us more than we know. As someone who has lupus or autoimmune disorder, I have a daughter who has asthma. I know all types of people who have, my mother has a defibrillator. There are all types of people who have been and can be affected by the air quality. So for those who feel like, hey, my immune system is strong and okay, cool, that's fine. But understand that even though it's something we don't talk about often or something that Wisconsin doesn't deal with often, specifically when it comes to the Canadian wildfires, it doesn't mean that it has no effect on us, right? This has been an extremely rough week. Even if you don't have any issues, even if you just have sinuses, if you have allergies, right? It has been horrible. It has been horrible. And it is worse in some parts of the city more than others. But the reason why I want to elaborate on this is because of the after effects, right? I want us to mark this down when this happened. What days, what year, all of the above, so that we can begin to see what the after effects are. I know that there has been articles touching on the air quality as it pertains to it having the smoke, having some type of chemicals in it that could cause eternal damage. Maybe not right now, but later on. But again, this is something that we have to be mindful of. This is something that we have to, where we have to become a scientist ourselves and really sit back and observe and study us and the people around us and see how this is going to affect us. Because again, when things like this happen, it doesn't necessarily affect us right away, but later on, right, two years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, there'll be another commercial that say, have you been affected by Canadian wildfires? If so, call 833-da-da-da-da-da, right? Because this is what America is known for. There's always some type of issues that leave the American people in a situation that they don't want to be in. So my call to action to you all is just, again, simply just pay attention, right? Especially if you have, you know, respiratory issues. I feel so bad for the elderly, for our elders, especially because it's already, with some of them, it's already hard to breathe, right? With just the pollution alone, let alone with these wildfires. And I hope that they get this taken care of. Again, some of the things I've been thinking about as well. I went out to eat yesterday and I asked to sit on the patio. I had a brain fart moment, wasn't thinking. And she was like, well, we're not opening the patio because of the air quality. So it had me thinking, should schools cancel outdoor sports when the air quality gets bad, right? I believe so. I believe that some things should be canceled out. I believe that it should be taken a little bit more serious, more than just an alert. Hey, the air quality is bad today. You guys want to pull on a mask? How about you cancel some things? Cancel the outdoor activities. Limit the amount that people transport throughout the day. I understand that we have a life to live and we have to go to work and all of the above, but your health is extremely important. And even if we cannot understand how it affects us today, again, we have to pay attention and think about the long run. How is it going to affect us afterwards? How will it affect us years from now, right? So let's change gears really quick. Let's talk about our wallets. The gas prices continues to creep higher. And filling up the tank isn't getting any easier. Every time I pull up to the pump, I got to prepare myself. I've become a person who don't even look at the gas prices no more. I just go in and just pay. And like, for real, I would know how much it is based off of how much gas is in my vehicle after I make the payment. And I have to tell you, put $30 in there, went to half a tank. I was shocked. My feelings was hurt. Like, oh, we on that type of time this week? Oh, that mean the gas prices in row. So it's no point of getting mad because there's nothing you could do about it, right? However, gas prices affects the way that we transport, the way that we move around, right? If you are someone who is a truck driver, if you are driving Uber, if you're driving for a living, sometimes the companies you work for don't necessarily adjust when the gas prices increases. And then, or if they do, is later on, it's not instant, right? And this is something that we have to start thinking about as entrepreneurs as well. Like whenever the inflation happens, you have to compensate these workers. You have to increase their pay to make it make sense. I can't imagine how difficult it is for a person who owns a business where the gas prices, the inflation of the gas prices affects them. But I know for me personally, I don't pay attention to it anymore. I've just come to agreement that gas is going to be high for the rest of my life. And at the end of the day, what I need to do is make sure I stay in a certain area, right? Because I like to just dip and do whatever I want to do when I'm going over here. I got to go to Brown Deer. I might go to Franklin. I might go to Brookfield all in one day. I just maneuver how I want to. And then when I come home, go to bed, I wake up the next day and look at that gas tank and say, ooh, Jazz, you gotta slow it down. So now I have to be more thoughtful and I have to get better at planning and making decisions, making sure that I'm not going to Walmart in Franklin versus a Walmart that's near my home due to gas prices, right? There are so many different things that can affect this, again, especially if this is in your line of work. Now, we were talking about yesterday's price is not today's price. Well, apparently, apparently the Milwaukee County exec, David Crowley, has re-entered the race. He has made headlines about this. There has been numerous of conversations and opinions about why he's re-entering, if he should, so on and so on. Me personally, I couldn't believe some of the comments that I seen made by his running mates. Mandela Barnes is one of them. And I'm going to call it out because everything he said, I'm sitting here like, what did you do as lieutenant governor? First of all, you got a lot of nerves to be talking about somebody else, man. Hey, let's talk about it. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to dig into this governor's race a little bit more. It's very important. It's very imperative that we start holding people accountable. I can't necessarily vouch for someone who I've never seen put in the work. I've seen David put in the work. I don't care who like it. I don't care who don't. Doesn't matter how I feel about him or how he feels about me. At the end of the day, it's about who's most qualified, and we're going to dig into it. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial.